Jesus is the guard of our life. He said, in your presence, David said, is fullness of joy. God knows how to fill, satisfy, and exhilarate his children. More than any parent or grandparent, God can give the ultimate gifts. He knows us. He loves us. He offers endless pleasures to us on just one condition. And sometimes we overlook that one condition right in the middle of the verse. It says, in your presence is fullness of joy. What we do is we move away and we start feeling empty. We start feeling useless. The key to the joy of the Lord is staying in his presence. When we lack joy, he has not changed. We have. As long as we stay near the source of all we need, our lives overflow. There's a river of blessing that flows from his presence. And as long as we stay in the river, we overflow with joy. You know, it says in Isaiah 48:22, oh, that you'd hearken to me, then your peace would have been as a river and your righteousness as the waves of the sea. You know what happens when we don't have joy and peace? We've gotten out of the river. We're on the bank. The river's still flowing. We're up there empty and feeling disconnected because we have gotten out of the river. We have moved. He hasn't. Jesus says, draw near to me. That's a present active indicative in James chapter 4. It means constantly being drawn toward Christ. And he said, I will once and for all draw near to you. See, he's already made the commitment. He says, I want to be in you. I want to be with you. I want to be your guide. I want you to know the endless joy of my presence. That is an unbroken offer from God. If you don't feel it this morning, you have moved away. He hasn't. We move away because our sins and iniquities, they separate us from him. We need to remember the key to the joy of the Lord is staying in his presence. But finally, the end of verse 11, at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. This speaks of staying right there at the place of his authority and power. The right hand speaks of the place of being under the authority and empowered by the power of the one who has the authority and power. At the right hand means you're right there where you're supposed to be in response to him. And at your right hand, it implies that we stay under his authority. It implies that we're obedient to his will. It implies that we're submissive to his plans, responsive to his leading. Anything less than this walking in the Spirit causes us to forfeit his endless pleasures. Instead, we face the consequences of disobedience. I wonder this morning, have you positioned your life to be at his right hand? Do you say, Lord, what you say is what I want. Reveal to me your will and I will submit to it. I will yield to it. I will obey. I will do what you tell me to do. That's what a servant is. That's what he wants us to be. Jesus here offered David and us the reality of starting daily payouts from him. Not just of nice things, but of endless pleasures. Our lives as believers are not to be drab and lifeless. We don't go through life as if we can barely make it because it's so hard. We are to be online with automatic payments directly into our account of endless pleasures. You know, that's why the book of Hebrews says they endured. Remember all the troubles that the heroes of faith went through? They endured, Hebrews 11 says, specifically of Moses, as seeing him who is invisible. Those heroes of the faith, though they went through the persecutions and all that they went through physically, they overflowed spiritually because they knew the endless pleasures of being at his right hand. And that's what the Lord offers us. Do you know what the opposite of the endless delights of God are? When we don't stay under his authority and obedient, when disobedience comes in our life, it always pays us back with emptiness and boredom, uselessness, frustration, guilt, shame, loneliness, confusion, and a loss of purpose. God wants us to have life as he intended it to be. And today, God offers Jesus to guide our lives. Jesus to guard and keep us on the road of life that will overflow with blessing. And Jesus to give us endless pleasures. How do we know this? By meditating on Psalm 16:11. Did you know that that's something that the Bible commends to us? The fact that we, as we're filled with the Spirit, in fact, what does Colossians 3:16 say is the first place that we go When we live this life in obedience to Christ, it says, let the word of Christ richly dwell in you in all wisdom, speaking and admonishing. That means talking about and encouraging others to live this life in. And what's the very first word of Colossians 3:16 after that? Psalms. What's the first place that the Spirit of God leads us in this word-filled walk of knowing how to please God? In Colossians 3:16, in the word-filled life, it's psalms and hymns and spiritual songs as we sing and make melodies in our hearts, Lord. I think it's fascinating to think that the very first place that Paul told the New Testament believers they would find God's truth to keep them and those they disciples straight in their walk was captured in the psalms.